Hi, I'm Osher. Thanks for downloading the show. I do have to pay the people that help me make this show, Andy and Rachel. Andy, my audio producer, Rachel, my show producer. And to help me do that, I get some adverts on this show. So you might hear an ad right now. If you do, thank you. If not, you'll hear a theme song, and I'll be back in a sec.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Better Than Yesterday. I'm Osher Ginsberg, and this is a bi-weekly podcast that hopes to just help you make today a little bit better than yesterday. And at this time in history, that's a tough ask, but I'm going to do my absolute best. If you don't know who I am, I'm a TV and radio and book writing kind of guy. I live in Sydney, Australia with my family, and like you, probably in lockdown right now. If you're listening to this in 5 years, you know what late March 2020 was like in Australia. We are just finding out. No matter where you are in the world, you're probably definitely aware that the newest coronavirus has shown up and caused a disease called COVID-19, which is very dangerous to many members of our community. And we do not have a vaccine, so the best thing we can do is to not get it and not spread it. So that involves everybody just staying at home. Right now, there's a baby upstairs who's really ready. He's staying home, but he's ready for a bath. I'm probably have to get run upstairs and do that in a second, which is really great because no matter how shit your day is, babies don't give a shit. They fucking love bath time. And if you're not there in with the giggliness of all the splashy bubbles, then man, I don't know how I can help you because it's pretty good. And that's really helpful for me right now. But I did want to talk to you today about how you might be able to help keep your head on in these incredibly frightening times, and they are incredibly frightening. You probably have figured out a lot of things already on your own accord, stuff I've talked about on the show already. Be really mindful of how much you're clicking on social media and how much you're spending on social media. I allow myself about 10 minutes a day to be on the ABC News website because I know that's just news. There's very little opinion or very little, you know, editorial people telling me to be so mad at people who are sending emergency supplies to other countries and things like that. I don't care about that particularly. I just, you know, look at the news and go, okay, that's what it is. And then I get out and I get on with my day and I do whatever I need to do. Nothing is going to change outside of that. I try to eat well. I try to exercise my body if I can. I try to be as helpful as I can around the house. And I try to be there for my family because those are things that I can control. And I think in this time of extraordinary uncertainty, financial uncertainty, health uncertainty, how many people do we know that will be affected by this? Will we be affected by this? When will we be affected by this? It's really scary. But I guess the first thing I would say to you is to take the time, maybe even set aside some time, and just sit with how scary it is. Just be with it and accept as hard as you can this is happening. You can't go to bed and wake up and hope it's not happening. It is happening. And it's happening to all of us at the same time. There is no parent figure in our life that's going to come and tell us it's all going to be better. But that's okay. We've faced difficult things in the past on our own. And now we're facing something difficult together. And we're going to be all right because we are all here together. We know exactly what to do, all right? The best thing we can do is to not get it and not spread it. And that means staying at home. That means washing your hands for 20 seconds with soap and water because soap destroys the fat layer that holds the coronavirus structure together. You wash your hands with soap and water, basically it's like smashing a Lego model. It falls to bits. And you stay home if you can. If you can, stay in your house. If you do need to be out and about, stay 2 arms' lengths away from other people. All right? Educate yourself on how it spreads. Wipe your surfaces down around your house. Take your shoes off before you come home. Wipe down your front door handle. All this kind of stuff. It's really easy to do. Super easy to do. And just make it a part of your habit. Daily habits. That's what we need to do. But just accepting that it's there and then accepting that the things that you can control are incredibly, incredibly small. It's a small, small, small list. I can't control financial policy. I can't control if the government's not going to put a rent freeze so people who are renting don't get evicted. I can't control how much money people can get on Newstart. I can't control any of those things. I can't control that they let a cruise ship dock. I thought they were the stop the boats people. I mean, I can't control any of those things, but I can control how careful I am when I bring my groceries home. Do I wipe them all down? Yeah. I can control that I wash my hands and I don't touch my face when I'm out and about. I've got to go get the groceries. I can control that I can check in on my neighbours from a distance. Hey, guys, do you need some toilet paper? That sort of thing. I can control all those things, and you can too. The way we get through this, the way we feel less alone, even though we have to be socially distant from them, we've got to get to know our neighbours. Get to know our neighbours. Are there people in your neighbourhood that you don't know yet? Now's the time. How you going? Do let me know if you need anything. We're just across the street if you need us. Here's my number, all right? I gave my number to another neighbour today. This is how we get through this. Tiny little interlaced communities of people that form bigger communities and therefore the greater community of Australia, all right? This is how we'll get through this, and this is how we'll sleep at night, knowing and feeling a lot less alone and weird in our bed. You know, if you know the names of the people that live in your neighbourhood around you, you'll feel a lot less strange. You'll feel a lot less fearful, all right? And just try and take care of yourself. Try and control the things you can. I can't control, I was at the freaking grocery store today, right? And this bloke in his 50s behind me, his late 50s, beard down to his nipples, kind of wearing a, you know, like the things the guys in Bali wear, like it's just a piece of cloth around their waist, not pants. Wearing those, leaned over my shoulder to speak to the cashier. You got tissues? And she goes, no, we're out of tissues. She goes, oh, my friend came back from overseas and he's staying with me. I need tissues. Like, dude, you are just describing that someone is ill, needs tissues, has just come in from overseas, and you're leaning over a stranger to talk to another stranger a meter from her face. I can't control that. That man has done that. All right? But I can control that I washed the shit out of my fruit and vegetables when I got home. And I was bathing in hand sanitizer and wiping my front door down with bleach. I can't control those things, but I can control the things I can. That's all I can do. And I can check in on my friends and I can call people. Try as best you can over the next coming days as you get into your new routine. Make sure your day contains eating well, moving your body, talking to somebody, not on the text. Actually speaking to someone, pick up the phone, have a conversation that lasts maybe 15, 20 minutes, okay? Decent chat. Have a decent chat. How are you? Talk of things that aren't coronavirus. Ask them about their kids, ask them about their pets, ask them about, do you remember that time when we did that thing? Reminisce with someone that you know. Call someone that you haven't called in a long time. Just check it in to see how you're going. I was thinking of you today. Connect with another human being because you're not only helping yourself, you're helping them. All right. I'm trying to do that every day. Just call another person I haven't spoken to in a while. Say, hey, man, just wanted to see how you're going. Tough times. Let's have a chat. Because everyone is in this together. We are all in this together. And by having that conversation, that human contact over the phone, I know it's just over the phone, but that's all we can do right now, It does enormous things for your health and well-being. Try to do that every day. Make sure you wipe down your surfaces, all right? I just made a little solution, a little spray bottle that I had. It was the one that we used to squirt the dogs when they're barking at the television. So I've repurposed it. I've written bleach all over it. It's 500 mils. So it's like 15 mils of bleach in 500 mils of water. And that's the solution that you need. You spray it on your surfaces, wipe them down, make sure you do it once a day. High touch surfaces, light switches, fridge door, that sort of thing. And, you know, be really careful about what you're walking into your home. Leave your shoes outside, wipe down the doorknob, leave your keys, your wallet, all your stuff in a bag at the front door. Don't touch it. You know, just be aware of the things you're bringing in and bringing out. All right. And just being aware of that stuff. Like, unless we live in a Stranger Things bubble room, we won't stop it from entering our home, but we can do our very best to slow it right down so that all of us don't get sick at once. And very, very few of us that do get very, very ill will actually have access to the healthcare system that we need. And like, let's not forget that everybody else needs it. Like, people are still going to have heart attacks, all right? But if you've got a healthcare system that's weighed down by, you know, heaps of COVID-19 patients, man, your chances of, you know, surviving a heart attack because of an ambulance response time being low is not high. So this is the reason that we've got to do this, guys. But we are all in this together. We are all in this together. Okay? So do what you can to look after your own health. Try to get into a bit of a routine throughout the day. Make sure you get as much sleep as you can. Limit your time on social media. Maybe find, like I said, find like one news website that is as few inflammatory articles as you can get, like something that is the most boring fact-only news website you can find. Something that doesn't have outrageous shoppers at, no, just go like, you know, here's what's happening in grocery stores. No need. Okay. Well, it's the least inflammatory form of news you can access. Check that for 15 minutes. That's everything I need to know for the day. And then go and do something else. Go and work out. Go for a walk. Make some delicious food for your family, for yourself. Take time to prepare it. Enjoy the meal that you're eating. Pick up the phone. Call someone. Read a book. Create something. That creation could just be a meal. Connect with your family. And that's all we can do. And just understand that if you get to the end of tonight and you've done all that, that's all you can control. You've done it perfectly. We just do it again tomorrow. That's it. That's it. All right? We're going to be okay. We really, really are. We are all in this together. You're here. I'm here. The Rock's here. You know, Keanu Reeves is here. We're all here. And we're going to be okay. I don't know if I'm going to have a guest on the show on Monday yet. I've got a whole bunch of conversations recorded, but I don't know if any of them are really appropriate this time. I might dig through the archives and see if there's something I can put up that is of relevance. But yeah, just understand that this is uncomfortable and that is okay. Susan David, who was a great guest on the podcast a little while back, she said, never forget, uncomfortable feelings are the price of admission to a meaningful life. This is uncomfortable, and being with uncertainty is just a skill that we're going to have to get good at, all right? Working in our resilience is something we're going to have to get good at because this is where we are and we're going to be all right. We're going to learn a lot out of this and we're all going to become stronger for it. Society's going to be better for it. I promise you, we're going to be all right. Wash your hands like you've just cut jalapenos and you're about to touch your eyeballs, okay? I'll talk to you on Monday. If you need anything, send oshiremail@gmail.com. Happy lockdown. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for people you love. You're doing it for people you've never met. That's why we're in lockdown. And we're trusting that the people that we've never met are doing the same thing so that they can protect us as well. That's how we're going to get through this. We, not me. All right? All right. If you need me at all, I've got a bit of time on my hands. Send oshiremail@gmail.com. That's where I am. All right. Until I talk to you on Monday, sleep well and dream of beautiful things, guys.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.